This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome back to the real open of the show. We call it the relaunch. That was the pregame. This is the relaunch because it corresponds with my national radio show that has a six-minute break at the top of the hour for news and traffic and sports and weather and all that other stuff. And so now we're back, and I was talking about this meme or mem. I don't even know how you pronounce it because I don't even know what it is. You know, I'm not 19 years old. I don't have acne. I don't eat French fries and hot dogs all day at a hot dog stand, rollerblading around the beach in Venice. So I'm not busy creating memes or memes or whatever the hell they are. Silly little things they put on Twitter and Facebook, and they send them around. They think they're cool. But some conservative may have, or maybe it was a liberal infiltrator. I don't know. Maybe it was a conservative who thought it was cute. Probably. Thought it was cute to have Trump. You know, they always do ones where Trump's gladiator, Trump's Braveheart. Here they had Trump being the guy in the movie Kingsman, where he kills all the white Christians in the church. No one objected to white Christians being murdered in a church in a hit movie. Nobody thought anything of it. Conservatives don't care about things like that. We watch a movie and the overall movie's good, and we go, great movie. A lot of cool violence. We like it. But that guy really wasn't a church killing white Christians. You know, if he had killed black Muslims, it would be the biggest news story in America, and the movie would be banned. But nobody cared that he killed white Christians. But now they take that same scene, and they impose Trump's head on the character that's killing people, and then they put the CNN reporters' heads on the people being killed, and MSNBC, and famous people who hate Trump in Hollywood. I haven't even seen the meme yet, because I don't care. It's silly, stupid stuff that maybe some idiot who's 19 years old in Hollywood would do at USC Film School. I couldn't care less. So I haven't even watched it. It's stupid. Who wants to watch it? All I know is they've made this into the biggest news story in America because there were 3 days of events. There must have been 50 people speaking between main speakers and panelists, many panels with 3-4 people on them. And it was a fantastic event, and it went off flawlessly. Then there was a dinner gala when it was over, and the gala was beautiful. And it went off flawlessly, and every conservative in the room felt it was a fantastic, successful 3 days with 1,200 attendees. Big winner. The media has to try and destroy conservative movements and conservative events like this and make it seem not successful. There wasn't anyone at the event who was preaching murdering Democrats or murdering liberals. But evidently, there was a kid who played a meme. Let's just call it a video, because I don't know what the hell a meme is. I don't know who's dumb enough to create a meme. I don't care about memes. I care about real life. And in real life, liberals commit violence against conservatives every day and at every Trump rally. In Minnesota last week, they created real violence. And it looks like one of the people in the audience, in the Antifa section, who was participating in terrible things, terrible acts of violence at the Minnesota event, appears to be, allegedly, looks like, based on facial recognition, it was Ilhan Omar and her boyfriend participating in an event where they were attacking conservatives who left the event, and they were causing violence and attacking police. The media doesn't care about real violence by liberals and Democrats and communists, a communist organizer against real conservatives. They don't care about that. They care about a stupid meme, a video by some artistic idiot who tried to say something funny that Trump was fighting the media. Fighting the media is good. Murdering the media, not good. We all agree on that. No one wants to murder the media. Okay? No one in the conservative movement has ever murdered the media or wanted to murder the media. Okay? But liberals every day say they want to murder or assassinate President Trump. And they're not too happy with Wayne Root either. I've had plenty of death threats. So real-life death threats they don't care about. Real-life acts of violence, like a woman who was punched in the face leaving the Trump rally by Antifa activists, they don't care about. But a silly video played in a back room as part of breakout sessions at the event that none of us saw is the biggest news story in America, and they're blaming Trump for it. And they're mentioning that Don Trump Jr. was at the event. Folks, Don Trump Jr. never saw that video. I never saw that video. We don't care about that video. It's silly and stupid. You know what we care about? Trump defeated ISIS. Trump made the economy great. Trump gave jobs to everyone in America. There's almost no one left who wants a job who doesn't have one. Literally no one. He gave jobs to all the black Americans and Hispanic Americans who wanted one. I'm sure every Muslim American who wants a job has a job. Trump killed regulations. Trump lowered taxes. Trump made the average household's income go up $5,000. In 30 months, whereas under George W. Bush, in 8 years, it went up about $500. And under Obama, in 8 years, it went up $1,100. Under Trump, in 30 months, it's up $5,000. And he gave you a tax cut for the average family of about $2,500 a year. So in the last 2 years, you made an extra $10,000, and you saved an extra $5,000 in taxes. That's what we care about. The media cares about a silly artistic moron who thought he was being cute and funny creating a video in the back where no one's watching in a little side area. He probably had three people in the audience and they probably walked out when he showed his stupid meme. Or they laughed because they thought it was silly because they saw the movie Kingsman and they just thought it was silly. But nobody actually believed it was real. And nobody, Don Trump Jr., not Dinesh D'Souza, not Corey Lewandowski, none of us ever saw that stupid, silly thing. As a matter of fact, let me explain to you how these events work. I flew in on Friday night at 10 o'clock at night, ate dinner at midnight, went to bed at 1 in the morning, never saw anything that went on that day, woke up the next morning Saturday, literally worked out in the gym for an hour, got dressed in my suit and went and gave my speech. Once the speech was over, I didn't stay for anyone else's speech. I got work done for the rest of the day. And then that night went to the gala and flew home the next day. I wasn't there for any of the event. I'm there for my own speech only. Corey Lewandowski came in, gave a speech, left. Everybody gives their speech and leaves. Nobody sits in the breakout sessions and listens to this nonsense. Nobody cares. So the event organizers knew nothing about it. They approved a little art festival in a little room, and this idiot showed some stupid meme that was ridiculous. That's it. There is no scandal. There is no nothing. This is exactly like when I stood on Newsmax TV 2 months ago, or whatever it was, about 2 months ago, and I said, Trump is like the king of the Jews in Israel. They love him. That's it. Then I went on and did the rest of the show. It was an offhanded comment. It meant nothing other than Trump is popular in Israel. The next morning, it became the single biggest news story in America, and you would have thought that I was Little Kim in North Korea. You would have thought that I was Adolf Hitler. It's the most incredible over-exaggeration and overreaction in the history of mankind. This is what liberals do every day to Donald Trump. President Trump gives a speech. It's 90 minutes long. They grab one sentence, take it out of context, and make it the most important news story in America. Attack him, attack him, attack him, and ask every ally of Trump, do you agree? Do you agree the media should be murdered? President Trump, do you agree the media should be murdered? Well, let me ask you something. Does anyone ever ask tough questions of liberals? Ever? No, never. Because the people asking questions are all liberal reporters. And they ask only softball questions. If I were in front of Obama's allies back 3 years ago when he was president, I would have said, how do you feel about this miserable, horrible depression we're in that Obama caused? Do you agree America should be in a depression and no one should have a job? Do you agree the only job should be low-income, low-wage jobs that don't even pay any benefits like health insurance, even though his whole campaign was built on Obamacare and health insurance? No jobs created give health insurance anymore? The only jobs are for illegal aliens? Do you agree that we should bring 1 million Muslims into America with no extreme or extensive background checks? Do you agree that illegal aliens should walk across an open border? President Obama obviously agrees with all that. What is your stance on communism? Because President Obama's agenda is the same as the Communist Party of the United States of America. Go look it up. He believes in all the same things. What is your stance on that? What is your stance on open borders in sanctuary cities when a policeman was killed yesterday by an illegal alien and a woman was raped 2 days ago by an illegal alien in this town? What's your stance, Mr. Democrat? No one's ever asked a tough question of an ally of Obama or Hillary Clinton in the history of America. Never been asked a tough question by anybody. By any member of the media, never. And the few tough questions that was slightly tough that were ever asked, Obama lied, BS'd, and totally obfuscated, got away with murder, literally, did not answer the question, and nobody ever asked a tough follow-up question, ever in the history of Obama's 8 years as president. But every time a Republican somewhere does something wrong that has nothing to do with the president, guess what happens? They go right up to the president. There's a media frenzy. It's all his fault. He's blamed. It's the biggest headline in America. Mr. Trump, you must agree to murder the media, right? No, I don't even know what you're talking about. Oh, you must agree. It was an event about you. What event? He wasn't at the event. Ridiculous. None of us at the event had anything to do with it. Ridiculous. And isn't it interesting how the media turns it into the biggest news story in America? It's a nothing burger. A complete nothing. And President Trump did the right thing and said, of course I don't want to murder the media. Of course I don't want anyone to murder the media. Of course I deplore what that mem said. It was just a scene from a movie that was one of the most popular movies in America. No one was bothered by it when the movie was number one, were they? Interesting. And the media doesn't mention my speech that was literally ended with a standing ovation. I brought down the house. Not one mention of how great my speech is. Just that video that they could turn into a controversy. Sponsor of this segment of the show, our good friends at My Doctor, suggests all their products are great to destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. And now that it's cold and flu season, that's exactly what you need. My Doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, a toll-free number, and you get a free book called The Silver Miracle, and you get 20% off every single purchase forevermore if you tell them, I love Wayne Root, and I love the Wayne L. Root Show, and I'm a fan of Wayne Root, or use the promo code Root. It's that simple. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root, mydoctorsuggest.com/root. They sponsor the show, they sign the front of the check, they pay the bills, so you get to watch this show for free. Thank you, My Doctor Suggest. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed. Loving God, country, and family. Being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy. Our right to own firearms. Our right to trial by jury.
Our right to be free, to live our own lives, without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. Raw and unfiltered on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio Network. Now, here's the other thing about that situation with the AmpFest 19 conference in Miami, Florida, actually at the Trump Doral Hotel and Resort, which is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. I had a great time there, even though I'm only in and out in a 36-hour period. Most of the time spent working, I always take a nice walk on the beach, or in this case, a walk on the golf course, and had some great meals in their restaurants, and, you know, I stayed in a beautiful hotel room. Trump Doral, first class, man, first class. What else is interesting is that nobody at the event says they ever saw the video. Nobody. They have yet to find a single attendee who saw the video, but somehow the New York Times reporter saw this meme. Is that how you pronounce it? I think it's meme. I don't even know if it's meme or mem. I don't know. Whatever it is, how come that little short two-minute video from the movie Kingsman with Trump's face superimposed, the New York Times reporter happened to stumble into it, but nobody else at the whole conference has any idea? First of all, there's only two explanations. Number one, nobody ever saw it, because it was a breakout room and nobody went to it. So it's a non-issue. It's a nothing burger, as they say. Or number two, it's a setup by the New York Times and the media. How did they happen to see that video that supposedly promotes violence and makes all Trump people guilty of violence? They just happened to see that, but they didn't see Wayne Root's speech that brought down the House and got a standing ovation. And they didn't see Don Trump's speech that got a standing ovation, I'm sure. I wasn't there, but I'm sure it got a standing ovation. They didn't see Sarah Huckabee's speech that I'm sure got a standing ovation. You know, I mean, you got to be kidding me. What are the odds that's the only thing they saw? Or the third thing is they saw all of them and they came there to only report the negative. And they found one little negative thing that they could blow up and make it important when it was completely unimportant. It's one of those answers. All of them lead to me saying the New York Times is a fraud, and the New York Times is fake news, and the New York Times is a joke, and the New York Times is misrepresenting the entire conservative movement based on a nothing burger. You know, it's like, I don't know, I can't even think of a comparison. It's so ridiculous. It's like blaming every elephant because under the elephant's feet on the sidewalk, someone found an ant. And saying something bad about elephants because there's an ant there. What do the ants have to do with the elephants? Nothing. What did this guy's meme or mem or video or whatever the hell it is with Trump as the superhero slaying the enemy? What has that got to do with AmpFest 19? Nothing. It was an unauthorized video no one ever saw. Who organized the event? And no one at the event ever saw it. How did the New York Times see it? They just happened to stumble upon it. Now, what's interesting is on the same day this comes out, we find out that CNN is a fake and a fraud and a fake news organization because Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, who's a conservative who goes undercover and constantly catches liberals doing terrible things on video, but again, no one cares when he does it, he did it again. He proved that CNN is a fake and a fraud. James O'Keefe and Project Veritas strike again, and they have all kinds of people on camera basically admitting that CNN hates Donald Trump's guts. Jeff Zucker, the head of CNN, hates Donald Trump's guts. And Jeff Zucker has it out for Trump and gave orders that the only thing that matters is impeachment now. Just like before, the only thing that mattered was the Russian collusion. Now it's impeachment. And don't show anything good about Trump. And all his people are agreeing and saying we're out to screw Trump. Except they don't use the word screw. They use the F word, if you know what I mean. And here's another great line for the event. Can you imagine if a conservative said it? CNN media coordinator says nobody cares about gang violence and all the murders on the streets of Chicago unless it happens on Cory Booker's block. Cory Booker, of course, being a United States senator from New Jersey, who's black. And if a murder happened on his block, they'd cover it. Other than that, they don't care because it's just a bunch of black people being killed. That's not a conservative saying that because I feel terrible for the people of Chicago. And I think someone should take over that town who's a conservative and turn it around. But liberals don't care about black people being shot in the middle of a drug-infested neighborhood with strict gun control that keeps guns out of the hands of black Americans. That's a sin. CNN admitted it on tape. We all knew it. It's not a shocker, but it's still shocking to see it on tape coming from the mouths of CNN executives. Terrible, terrible people. They lie about everything. Fake news. Anyway, the good news is that Swiss America's on the job. Swiss America's the sponsor of this segment of the show. When bad things happen, guess what goes up? Gold, silver, precious metals. Swiss America, one of the biggest precious metals companies in the United States of America. They've been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. They've sold and bought billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. Gold is doing fantastic, and the next big move is coming. And you need to know what to do, and they've got a free special report only for my fans, and a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allyn Root, and the phone call's free, 800-BUY-COIN, 800-289-2646, or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now!
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Syrian and Russian troops providing military assistance to help Kurds repel advancing Turkish forces. This comes as U.S. forces move out of the region. That move could increase Russian President Vladimir Putin's influence in Syria and would likely lessen the Kurds' odds of gaining independence in Syria. A former White House advisor on Russia answering questions in a House impeachment inquiry today, Fiona Hill resigning as the president's top Russia analyst just days before a call in July with the new president of Ukraine. The House launching that inquiry last month after learning Trump repeatedly asked the Ukrainian president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. Republican Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida asked to leave the hearing as it began.
I'm on the Agriculture Committee. I'm on a committee that has jurisdiction over impeachment, and I'm not able to participate. What are Democrats so afraid of? That if I go and listen to questions and answers, that it will somehow prejudice their case? Must be a pretty weak case.
Well, Hill is testifying behind closed doors. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we're going to take calls the rest of the show. I do want to mention a couple things first. First of all, I said this on radio. I'm going to stress it on national TV, 70 million homes strong on Newsmax TV, and soon to be 80 million homes strong. We're adding millions more in November and December. I want whistleblowers. I'm so sick of whistleblowers, quote-unquote, who are frauds set up by the deep state to go after President Trump with secondhand knowledge. They're all just waiting to rat on the President of the United States. But I need conservatives who are willing to come forward at all levels of government so we can nail the liberals and nail the deep state and nail the CIA and nail the FBI leadership and nail the DOJ leadership. I need whistleblowers. I was just walking around Vegas a month ago, and in 1 week, two FBI agents came up to me to tell me they love my show, and the entire FBI office and all their FBI friends all over the country listen to my show and love me. Well, you know what? I need you to come forward clandestinely and tell me what's really happening. Report fraud by the government. Tell me when they're lying. Tell me when they're committing crimes. Today I got an email, and I don't know what's fact or fiction yet, so I'm going to find out. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. But a law enforcement officer in Las Vegas tipped me off that every time a Latino is arrested who is an illegal alien, they list them as white in Las Vegas, that the statistics will just show that white people are committing crime, A. That could be reason number one. Or reason number two is they won't hand them over to ICE and they won't get deported. One of those two is the reason, if it's true. I'm going to get to the bottom of it, but they sent me two emails. They're law enforcement. They tell me all the correction officers are angry. All the police officers are angry. So come forward. I'm telling you on national radio, national TV, and also on local Vegas radio. Come forward as a whistleblower and tell me what's going on in Las Vegas. Are they arresting illegals and trying to keep us from knowing that there's an epidemic of crime by illegal aliens? You know it's true. No sooner I asked that on radio, I have a new email from a person in North Las Vegas, another separate city next to Las Vegas, giving me all kinds of incriminating information about the illegal alien crime wave going on that's being covered up in North Las Vegas. So if you are nationally listening to me on Newsmax TV, as an example, FBI, CIA, DOJ, a member of any government agency, any law enforcement agency, come forward with whistleblower information that can help President Trump. Put it in my hands, and I'll get it in the hands of the President of the United States, and I'll get it in the hands of the RNC, and I'll get it in the hands of conservative lawyers, and we will go after the bad guys. They're stealing elections, and they're also lying to us about an illegal alien invasion in this country and a crime wave. The person, the law enforcement officer in Vegas, told me that 85% of all the criminals involved in sex crimes in Vegas are illegal aliens who need interpreters. They don't speak English, and they're raping and sexually assaulting, and they're being listed as white. Now, I don't know if that's true. There's a law enforcement officer who identified themselves telling me this and said everyone knows about it, and everyone knows what's going on in law enforcement, and we're all steaming mad. Is it true? Is there something I'm missing about this story? I don't know. Educate me. I want whistleblowers to come forward. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Or call this show, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, and let us know what the real story is. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Joseph Williams. If you are balding badly or slightly or going completely bald, you're already bald as a cue ball, this guy is your guy, man. He's your main man. That's an M-A-N-E. Your main man. He's great, man. I've been great friends with him for 18 years. I've seen all the before and after photos and videos, and now you can too. He is, in my opinion, the best hair restoration doctor in the United States of America, and you can see all the before and after pictures and videos at vacationrestoration.com. Vacationrestoration.com. You can call him for a free consultation, 888-357-0888. 888-357-0888. The call's free. The consultation's free. What do you got to lose? He has changed the lives of celebrities, CEOs, executives, sitting presidents from all over this country and all over the world have flown into Las Vegas to have their hair restoration done by the best hair restoration surgeon in the United States. And here's the best part of it. Dr. Williams personally guarantees he will revive, restore, rejuvenate your confidence with a full head of hair. Personal guarantee, and he'll give you a free trip to Las Vegas in the bargain. Call 888-357-0888. My great friend Joe Williams. Check all the news out at vacationrestoration.com. Last thing I want to tell you before I take calls. All week last week, I told you the New York Post poll was a lie. Fake news. Complete lie that said 51% of Americans, a majority, believe Trump should be impeached and removed from office. Folks, the American people are not that dumb. Trump has the highest approval ratings among Republicans of any president in history, including Reagan. We love him. Okay, it's impossible that the majority of Americans see a guy reporting Joe Biden's crime, and they want to put him in jail for having the nerve to report and want to investigate the other guy's crime. Folks, people aren't that dumb. The deep state doesn't get it. The media doesn't get it. The liberals don't get it. The DNC doesn't get it. We're on to you. We know you're all liars and you're all in bed together in a conspiracy. And here's the proof. Fox News poll. All week I told you it's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie. And Fox News, their pollsters are obviously out to get President Trump and make him look bad. And sure enough, the New York Post reported today, it's a lie. It's a total lie. Because it relied on the fact, the entire base of the poll, is that 48% of the respondents were Democrats. And in the real world, you know what the party affiliation is in America today? 31% Democrat, 29% Republican, 38% Independent. Slight razor-thin lead for Democrats, and 38% of the public is Independents. I would say a large portion of them, a large majority, leans right. And they don't even like the Republican Party anymore, and I don't blame them. So they lean right, they call themselves independent, so we actually are in the lead, and that could be why, until the last midterms, we controlled the presidency, the House, the Senate, a huge majority of governorships, huge majority of lieutenant governorships, huge majority of secretary of states, huge majority of state legislature and state houses around the country, and we've even got the Supreme Court. And now we lost one of those, the House, in the last midterm election. They want you to believe that we're not the most popular party in America. We are. So if only 31% of Americans are Democrats and 38% are right-leaning independents who are right-leaning Republicans, how do you come up with a poll where 48% are Democrats? And the answer is, you're committing fraud. Who did it? New Jersey pollster Braun Research evidently either got the numbers wrong on purpose or got the numbers wrong by mistake. Let me give him a benefit of the doubt. I mean, we all know what the real reason is, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Allegedly, maybe, might have, something's wrong with that poll. Somebody's trying to convince you that Trump can't win and that Trump should be impeached and the American people don't love Trump, and it's not true. So I'm not a conspiracy theorist. There clearly is a conspiracy, and it includes even Fox News from time to time. We all know they're going bad. We know they're not what they used to be. We know the people at the top don't like Trump. We know that Megyn Kelly tried to destroy Trump and ruin his career, literally, when he was running for president. She was the questioner at the first debate for the GOP, and millions of people were tuned in, and she asked horrible, pointed questions of President Trump that tried to ruin him. And all I'm telling you is, if you see it with your own eyes, don't let anyone convince you it isn't true. The media's in on it. The politicians are in on it. The government's in on it. The FBI leadership is in on it, not the day-to-day officers. Just like in Vegas, I think the police officers are the greatest men and women in the world. I love them. I stick behind them 100 out of 100 times. But the leadership is often rotten to the core, because now you become a police chief or the big-shot sheriff. You are an ass kisser. You are a pro-government, big deep state, lover of more and more money being spent, and whatever you have to do to kiss the butt of every politician in America to get to the role of police chief, you do it. And that's the problem with America. The people in charge, day-to-day cops on the beat, greatest people in the world. Cops walking the beat, greatest people in the world. Cops driving the beat, willing to risk their lives in bad neighborhoods, greatest people in the world. But the ones who run the police department, so many of them get to positions of power by being just butt kissers who are just nothing more than dirty politicians, corrupt politicians, and or they're just in bed with corrupt politicians and dirty politicians. And they just do the bidding of the police union and the dirty politicians and making government bigger all the time. And they don't care, and they cover up real crime committed by people in their own organizations. A lot of bad people in leadership in this country. Just telling you. If you're a whistleblower, contact me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I want to hear from every whistleblower in this country, and I will take it straight to the President of the United States. It's time to fight back against these evil people that are in our government and in leadership positions. All right, let's take some calls. Let's take Gary in Florida on line four. Gary, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, this is Gary.
You're on, Gary. You're on.
Well, I wanted to talk about Biden, why he's not a candidate. In order to be a candidate, you have to win the nomination of the Democratic Party.
Okay.
That means that anybody who wants to be president can get on a soapbox and say, I want to be president. He's not a candidate. You can have the head of the Gambino crime family get up and say, I want to be president to keep somebody from investigating me. Or say the Clinton crime family, you could do the same thing.
Right.
Anybody.
Well, but wait, I agree with you, but I want to disagree with you a little bit. But then you're a candidate. You could be the head of the Gambino crime family and be a candidate. You're still a corrupt, evil person, but you are a candidate for president. He doesn't have the nomination yet, but Biden is a candidate, even if he's only a candidate to cover up the crimes of the Biden crime family, the Clinton crime family, and the Obama crime family. He's still a candidate. You're saying he's not a candidate. He's a candidate. I don't think he'll get the nomination. I said that long before the scandal with Hunter Biden. I don't believe Joe Biden will ever get any nomination. He's done. He's finished. Stick a fork in him. And I predicted this long before all this Russian-Ukraine stuff came out. But in the end, he's still a candidate, but I get your idea. The Gambinos can claim to be a candidate and protect their organization. That's what Biden's doing. He's protecting Obama, who I believe is the real criminal. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package and 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and by the way, I'm getting more emails from whistleblowers, including one who is an African-American Las Vegan, who will tell you that white and black Americans are being discriminated against in the Las Vegas school system because they're willing to spend any amount of money pre-kindergarten if you're an illegal alien and you don't speak English. But if you speak English and you're, forget about white, if you're black, this person is a black American in Las Vegas, a grandfather, and he cannot get his black grandchild into a program because they speak English. But they're willing to spend any amount of money if you don't speak English. If that isn't racism, I don't know what is. Our entire country is run by liberals who love open borders and illegal aliens. Very clear. And they're discriminating against whites and blacks. And you know what? It's time for whites and blacks to get together and rise up against the Democratic Party and the deep state. And you know who else? And legal Hispanics, who I believe are true patriotic Americans. You find me a legal Hispanic small business owner, I'll find you a Republican 8 out of 10 times. But there's a problem here with illegals in this country, and our entire country is set up to screw over the legal Americans. It's also set up, sadly, to screw over babies in a mother's womb, to allow them to abort them up until the moment of birth, after birth, It's disgusting. It's crazy. It's sick. It's immoral. It's disgusting. It's nauseating. But now Planned Parenthood, that takes taxpayer money, announces a $45 million campaign to defeat President Trump. So now it's not just we got to fight abortion and the murder of babies and we got to stop the killing of a baby that has a heartbeat and can feel the pain. But the people we're up against want to defeat President Trump so bad, we got to back them. Operation Rescue has been the number one pro-life organization in the United States for 30 years. Troy Newman is the man who founded Operation Rescue. He is a hero. Last year alone, Operation Rescue and Troy Newman saved 53,000 babies' lives. They have shut down more deadly abortion clinics than any other organization in America, and they helped expose Planned Parenthood's fetal body parts business. Now, I've never been involved with any pro-life organization in my life. I now support Operation Rescue. They need your help up against this billion-dollar abortion cartel. They need your gift of whether it's a $50 donation or $500 or $1,000 or it's $5. It doesn't matter. Give what you can. Donate toll-free. 844-992-2020. 844-992-2020. Or go to prolifein2020.com. We all got to stick together. We got a chance here to topple the deep state. If Trump's reelected, he's got another year left now and four more years. And we will topple the deep state. We will beat all these bad people. But we got to all pitch in. All right, callers, let's take J.D. in Vegas on line three. Wants to talk about the budding Vegas scandal here of whether they're covering up for illegals committing crimes in this county and in this city. And I don't know yet, J.D., whether this scandal is monstrous and real or whether there's an asterisk to it. It's not as bad as it sounds. I'm waiting for police officer whistleblowers to come forward and contact me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and let me know how real it is that illegal aliens who commit crimes are booked as white and listed as white on the cards they carry with them when they're going to court or they're being taken from prison to prison. They carry a card with them. That card says white when in fact they are Hispanic illegal aliens from Mexico, Central America who have committed crimes in the United States of America. Is that an attempt to stop turning them over to ICE, to stop deportations? Is it simply just a case of mistake by this police officer who says it's happening? Or is it a case of trying to misreport what a high percentage of crime in Vegas is due to illegal aliens? I don't know. What do you know? Anything new?
Well, a year ago, I think I got the top whistleblower on a local show, Alan, and I asked Sheriff Lombardo two questions. How many felonies are committed in Clark County? He answered approximately 80,000 in 2017, and I said how many of those were illegals? He didn't hesitate. He said between 30 and 35%. And that means 24 to 27,000 of the 80,000 felonies in 2017 were committed by illegal aliens. Now, the gang you're talking about, MS-13, was reported in the NRJ. About 29 of them with their pictures, approximately 25 of them were reported as illegals. Is it possible that they don't want to report the illegal crime because it would hurt tourism?
It's not impossible. You're saying it is possible. That's why they're doing it. Yeah. I mean, look, yes, it is possible. I'm well aware that there were 10 murders in the desert in Las Vegas, and the national media never picked up on this story. 10 terrible murders, bodies cut in half, carved up by MS-13, and eventually they arrested them. But that's not the issue. The issue is when they're booked and they're illegal and they're booked by the police, are they listed as white? That's what a law enforcement whistleblower has told me. They're booking them and listing them as white. And she said the officers are angry, the correction officers are angry, they're carrying locator cards. Those cards say white when in fact they are not white and they are illegal. What is the reason for that? I don't know. Is it really happening? I want to know. Whistleblowers, contact me. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And not just in Vegas, all over this country. If you see a cover-up about illegal alien crime, you see a cover-up in the government about crimes towards President Trump, you contact WayneRoot@gmail.com and I will get the information to the President of the United States and the people around him. I promise you. We got to break this cartel. That's what it is. It's the deep state. It's the media. It's the Democratic Party. It's the DNC. It's the government employees. They're all in bed together and it's a cartel. And they're looking to take down this country and control it for themselves and screw the rest of us over. Wayne Allen Root, War. See you tomorrow.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.